Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a debut episode of Indie Country Radio on With Days with Murph. This has been in the works for quite a few months, actually, and it's been something I've always wanted to do, and now I'm getting the opportunity to do it. And as usual, I've got my co-host slash thorn in my side, Em, with me. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
I'm pretty excited about this show, actually. what we'll do, let me give you a quick rundown of the show before we jump into things. We'll play our top three favorite independent songs and spotlight the independent artists every Friday this time. And trust me, y'all, I have some of the most talented people that you've probably ever heard in your entire life. So, are you ready to get on with the countdown, Em?
I mean, is saying I was born ready cliche?
Yeah, that would be a cliche, but whatever. Okay, this group that starting off the countdown, I had a chance to talk to them twice last year, and I'll tell you a little bit about the group after we played number three, which is the Hobbs Sisters and Boomerang. Here we go.
I'm the acoustic jam in the coffee shop. I'm dressed to the nines for the grocery store. You're searching for a tie off the bedroom floor. You're up at dawn with the sunrise, and I wanna hit snooze a couple times. I'm cream with a little bit of coffee. You've always been a cup of tea. I'm turning left when you're heading right. Questioning that white flag wave. In the end, that's exactly what saved you and me from losing it all. Every time it looks like we might fall, it's like a boomerang thrown that your hope comes back. Let's prove that opposites attract. A fire and ice sitting down at a table. It's bound to be just a little unstable. We may fight, you'll get mad. Boomerang. We may fight, you'll get mad. a boomerang throw that you hope comes back. The proof that opposites attract. A fire and I sitting down at a table. It's bound to be just a little unstable. We may fight, you'll get mad, or mine push you away. We may try to throw it all out with a bang, but our love comes back. Our love comes back. Our love comes back like a boomerang. Like a boomerang.
And that was at number three on the Indie Country Radio Countdown, my friends, the Hobb Sisters. Now, the Hobb Sisters are a duo from Pennsylvania made up of Lauren and Hannah Hobbs. And they have gotten to perform for some of the biggest names in country music. I'm talking Lady Antebellum, Brett Eldridge, Diamond Rio, Aaron Tippin, you name it. I get to open for them, and I actually had Lauren and Hannah on this show twice, and both times. Had to sit it out, didn't you, Em?
Oh, I don't remember why, though.
I have no idea, really, either.
No, I thought
one
I
time
was...
I think it was like you had an appointment or something, like a doctor's appointment or something, and then the other time, I don't remember why, but anyway.
I don't either. I thought that I was, like, here one time when they were here for, like, part of the show, but I had to leave.
Yeah, you were like, I believe it was the first time they were on. You were here for like 5 minutes, and then you had to leave to do something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what, though. It must have been important. I'm sorry I missed you guys. You're listening.
But,
sorry I missed you.
But that song Boomerang is actually the first single from their 2016 EP, Love Hangover. So... But this next group I'm going to play, it's another duo. I've known this duo for probably about maybe 3 years, I want to say, two or three, something like that. And this song is probably one of my favorite songs on the EP. Coming in at number two on the countdown is The Springs and One Thing, and like with the Hobb Sisters, I'll talk a little bit about The Springs and this song in their EP after the song plays again. Coming in at number two is The Springs and One Thing.
She brushes her long red hair, wishing it was a different shade. Her mama always told her she stands out in the prettiest way. Eighth grade foot. Ball tryouts, pushing as hard as he can. He don't make the cut, but coach says next year you can try again. No one wants to stand out, want to be a part of that crowd. We all struggle, we all fall. Get back up and try to stand tall. It's a rock bottom low, sky's the limit high. We're all different, so I try to change.
Man, that was a great song, wasn't it? You know, and as I said before the song, I've been friends with Stuart and Holly for about 2 or 3 years. I mean, we're talking close friends here, and I've seen a couple of their shows. And let me tell y'all something. They put on one of the most high energy shows for I'll just tell you this. You get what you pay for. That's other shows are always high energy. They're engaging. They sometimes I tell jokes on stage and stories and whatever, you know. But the Springs, before they hooked up as a duo, they had their own solo careers in the industry. Holly actually made it to the third round of the preliminaries of NBC's The Voice. So, they've opened for the Odd Sisters. They've opened for some of the biggest names in country music, like Dustin Lynch. You name it again, they've probably opened for them. So, a question for you, Em.
Yeah.
Before we get to the number one song out of the two I just played, which one is your favorite?
The Springs. No, I like that. That's a really good song.
You know, and this was an interview. We interviewed the Springs on March 10th of 2015. Can you believe it's been that long?
It doesn't seem like that long ago.
It really doesn't. Seriously, it seemed like yesterday. But there was a stipulation to the interview. We only got a Stuart on the line. If you remember that, Em.
Oh yeah.
I was just listening to a part of that interview this afternoon to kind of refresh my memory on what we talked about or whatever, and just like I did with all three of these artists, I went back and listened to a part of our interview with them, which two of them you weren't around for, so.
Yeah, but I remember when the Springs were on the show, we had a really good time.
Yeah, we did. And if you think that was fun, on the radio, you should meet them and see them perform live. They're great.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Good people. But they're just really good people. That's all I can say for them. I'll take you to Nashville sometime and I'll introduce you to a lot of these people if they're playing around town.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay. Before we hit the number one song, let's take a quick recap back to number three and number two. At number three, we had A Boomerang by the Hobbs Sisters. And number two, which you just heard, was The One Thing by the Springs. And coming in at number one on the daily episode of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph is Morgan Miles and her song Adeline. Now, a spoiler alert before I even play this song. There's a spoiler alert to go along with this one. Morgan hits a note in this song that I don't even think Christina Aguilera could hit, and I think Christina Aguilera is the best voice of this generation.
I'm excited.
Okay, with that, congratulations to Morgan Miles coming in at number one with her song Adeline. A little bit about Morgan. This song, Adeline, it comes off of her 2016 EP called Miss Morgan Miles. Oh, and earlier, the Springs EP that one thing came off of is called A Dance With Me. But back to Morgan for a second. She is a Williamsport, Pennsylvania native who moved to Nashville for college at Belmont almost a decade ago, which is awesome. She actually has toured with Reba, actually, who... And it's story time here for a second. I met Reba about 15 years ago or so. It's been a while. And she is like the sweetest woman alive. Reba McEntire is like the sweetest woman alive.
I'm jealous.
let's see. She's collaborated with people like the top Nashville songwriters, Rebecca Lynn Howard, and Richie Brown. She also performed at the Vancouver Winter Olympics, which is awesome, and opened shows for like I said earlier, Reba, Hank Jr., Rick Springfield, and more.
Don't
she's actually open for
Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield,
I love him.
also,
I haven't heard the name Rebecca Lynn Howard in a long time. Like,
She had a very brief music career, very, very brief. I mean...
Yeah, I haven't heard
her
name in so long. I know who she is. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, really. This is like the 90s, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just know of one song she did.
But every song I just played on the countdown, their EPs are just that incredible. I mean, that's only a snippet of their EPs, which I've obviously got. But these people are just incredible. So y'all go check out their EPs if you hadn't done so yet. It's well worth your time.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
In the next 4 minutes that we've got. But do you have anything, Em?
I mean, I think you've covered everything. I don't really know anything that, like, we have to say that you haven't said.
Okay, I think I'm going to now.
Unless I'm blanking.
I'm going to open up the phone lines. If anybody wants to call us up and tell us what you thought of the chart, what we should play in the future, whatever, you know. It's 646-915-9301. And while we're waiting for anybody to call, I forgot to ask you this at the top of the show, but I asked you off air. How was your day? I know it snowed
it
here,
good.
So.
It's freezing cold here. I'm exhausted, but.
It snowed here like maybe.
We haven't had too much snow.
It snowed here like 1.5 to 2 inches, something like that. It was. But it's kind of starting to melt right now, so.
Yeah, we haven't had much snow at all.
Yeah.
Like maybe for 20 minutes snowed.
Oh, it snowed all day. It actually stopped snowing about probably by the time the show started, it actually stopped snowing. So.
Well, we haven't had any. I mean, we had like 5 minutes worth, but I don't think that counts.
No, that probably doesn't count. I knew it was supposed to snow today, but they're predicting just a dusting of snow. A dusting up to like a half an inch. Where'd they get that wrong?
We have dusting for like 5 minutes. We had snow.
They get that wrong. It snowed up to, like I said, an inch and a half or 2 inches, maybe 2.5. I don't know.
I mean, I don't care if it snows because I don't like snow. I wanted it to snow on Christmas, and the world let me down on that, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
If it snows, because
right.
I'm still bitter over not having a white Christmas. No, it
that's
was 75 on Christmas, but.
In the next 90 seconds, we've got. I wanted to just give a quick a thank you to all the artists who have allowed me to play their stuff on the show in the foreseeable future, as long as this thing goes. This is my passion, y'all. And my passion is helping musicians do what they do and achieve their dreams, and I'll continue to do it until y'all tell me to stop, or I'm forcibly removed from Blog Talk Radio, whichever comes
first.
Which
has only happened once so far. Just saying.
What?
I said, that's only ever happened one time. Just saying.
But not with me. So.
That's true. It was me.
It wasn't with me. So, it was you, Lily Melgar, and somebody else. I forgot.
Happy Peas and Kathy. It was their fault, I swear.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think I heard that show.
Well, they were chatty. What?
We were chatty. I think I heard that show. I think
yeah,
I was
it was a show we did for you when you were in the hospital.
That was it. That was
the
show, and it just totally cut y'all off. I was like, okay.
Right, so I think that we should.
Well, I knew it obviously would, but I mean. But,
which is why I said I think we should be able to blame you.
Mm-hmm. But, okay. I think that'll do it probably for the debut episode of Indie Country Radio. So, I'll tune back in next week as we'll have another chart. Can Morgan Miles hold on to the top spot? We'll see. And with that, you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.